I said to Kevin, because he was talking, he came and helped me wash up.
I let him go in and help you because I thought, you know, you might have a natter with him or something.
Said, are you on the finance committee? Oh, he says, no, he says, I'm no good at figures. I said, well, not except blonde ones, I said, you know, because he'd made a joke about a blonde, you see, just before that. Anyway, and I said, I just won. I said, do you know who is on? So he said, oh, he thinks is on, and that must be the...
That is the one that left the heater.
And on Wally and Gordon, and he thinks there's another couple, you see. So I said, well, you know, and I told him about the heater, you see. And, you know, I said, when people sitting on their backsides in committee make decisions, I said, you know, I said, it just makes me annoyed. He said, I know. He said, they make the decisions, but they don't do the nitty-gritty. They, you know, the person that has to implement these things, they don't. And I said,
none of those would have the foggiest notion about
at the hall.
You see, you, as I said to Kay, of course, Kay has the story she's on about the Scouts, of course, which she is. But she could say she did this, that, and the other thing, is what you say. But there's nobody knows anything about the hall in its new state as you do.
Okay.
I mean, you dealt with the...
I mean, I was asked to do it right from the word go, wasn't I?
And you dealt with the various factors
that were
money in, he pays all the bills, Muir brings him the bills. I said, he does all that, apart from the fact, I said, he spent the whole day yesterday, well, the whole morning yesterday here, clearing this. Well, she said, I did as well, you know. Oh. I said, well, yes, but as well as clearing Scouts and stuff, I said, he swept the hall. I said, look how nice it looks this morning. I said, he did all the toilets and everything else. Arrangements. It's she who does so many of the arrangements. She has made the arrangement about there being no coffee. Several people have come to me and said, I don't know why you've got to stop coffee, because we can always go over and have lunch anyway, you know, after the coffee. But Jean came to me, she said, look, I'm giving you this, and she gave me £3. She said, I would much rather that was put into this, your charity thing, than take it across the hall. She said, my Margaret won't go over there anymore. Because they say, you know, put in for your lunch what it would cost to have a lunch out.
If you don't go for lunch out.
That's right. She said, Margaret never goes. I said, well, we never go for lunch out. Well, hardly ever, really.
That's right.
She's got a family, Margaret. She said, she won't go there anymore. And I don't know what that Jean does.
Thank you.
dinner. I said, well, what do I do? Why does anybody want to be in my house, in my kitchen? I said, my kitchen's clean, but why should I have somebody sort of wandering in just because I'm doing cooking? She said, you won't stop. I said, well, you never know. She said, well, unless you want to stop it, but please don't. Let me still have your jam. Doing this thing up, you say. But she cottoned on what I had in mind. You see, I said to her, well, how will this sort of, poor, what are you looking for?
Want cheese?
Oh, yes, there's cheese there. How will this, let's have a cold sausage up there, if you ever want to have that with a dip or something. I said, what about this, everybody going to be taking things to sell at the stores for the Christian aid? I said, what, I wonder what about that? That's true, you say, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, of course, it's bureaucracy going balmy, isn't it? Really.
Another one of these for you for tomorrow. Oh, did I see it? Oh, it's only on the cloth that is dirty.
Another one of what?
Bowl of soup.
Oh. Hello, I mean, the next thing they want to do is to come into everybody's kitchen before you do any cooking for yourself. I mean, who knows? The soup may be
contaminated. It's been in the fridge. This is a rule for soup. I'm going to put it on this one. Then I'll take out the dish and I'll wash it a little quickly. Anyway, did you say there's only Lucy, or is there Lucy this afternoon?
Lucy.
She is coming, as far as we know.
Yep.
And that's at 4:15.
Yep.
Her usual time.
As far as I know. This is nice soup again.
Really, after the chicken was jolly well worth its weight, wasn't it?
Mm.
Oh, two good dinners we've had from it.
That's right.
Two lots of soup, and there'll be, well, there won't be a full bowl for you tomorrow, but there'll be about half a bowl, unless you want it now.
No. No. I've had a word here. Belittle. Beginning with a D. Third letter from the end is an A, so I put deprecate.
Denigrate.
But the third letter has got to be an S. So as it turns out now, the third letter has got to be an S. So.
I heard you say that. As it turns out now.
So it's wrong.
But I would have thought denigrate was so. That's a different little.
Yeah, I know.
You don't really.
Well, that's the same as denigrate. I mean, that's a.
Sorry?
What I had was the same, sort of deprecatal.
Delegate or something, you said. So it's E blank S.
What? What's that poker steak?
Is that what?
Poker steak. A steak in the game of poker. It's got a special name, four letter word.
I don't know poker.
I don't. Wonder where the word penthouse came from.
Surely it used to be something, you know, in some connection with a prison or something, didn't it? No, that was the name of a prison. That was the name of a prison, Pentonville. Pentonville, yeah.
But just an expensive flat, and of course the answer is penthouse, and you just wonder where
these words come from.
But Holly the other day was saying, where do the names of the weeks come from?
Because some of those.
Some of them have got an origin. I think Thursday is
Thursday
the god of Thor, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm. But Sunday has. What's that? Tuesday certainly has. And Wednesday. Wednesday is Woden's Day. He's god of war. Of Norway or somewhere, something like that. Thor is a sort of thunder, thunder, isn't it? No, as I say, it makes me jolly cross. Not about myself. I mean, I don't do anything like as much as I used to do at the Hall. I mean, I used to do a lot, and as you know. But I know how much you have done that nobody else knows. Kay said, oh, I know. I said, Kay, you couldn't begin to imagine what he does. And of course, she said, when she had been doing that painting, Father came in and said something like, oh, you've got done a good job there. But she said he never said, go over to the kitchen and get a cup of tea.
He just doesn't think, you see.
Well, he never did, actually. No. I mean, that's typically Irish, of course. Irish male.
I suppose that could be a good argument for having married women
well,
priests.
Well, I often think there could be something for women priests because they would see what practical things had to be done. Some raspberry jam and some strawberry jam for us. I didn't realise this wanted replenishing as well.
Oh, the chutney.
But you see, somebody, I think it was, what's his name, from King's Caswell. What's his first name?
Oh, yo, Wally.
No, he's a little chappy that comes in. Came in this morning.
Les, King's Caswell, yeah.
He said, well, I don't know why we've got to stop having the coffee. So I said, well, sister has spoken. Kay doesn't know why anyway, nor does Kevin and Denise.
So in other words, it was a unilateral decision.
Oh yes, sister made it.
Well, I mean, we could always unmake it, presumably. Of course, next week, presumably, it'll be a different time, I expect, won't it? Mass will start at 10, I expect, won't it, next week?
For Ashwin?
Yeah.
But I mean, there's a Thursday mass. Could always have said, you know, during Lent it'll be on Thursday. Ours not to reason why.
And the Sister Josephine is, she went off by train to wherever it is she's gone. But she'll be coming back with another sister in a car tomorrow.
Oh.
So. Do you know, I was thinking the other day, your Sister Margaret, we like her very much, really, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
You did this pressing.
Mm-hmm.
Have a word with her, really. We never get the chance to. But she is always on her own. None of the other three, if you look, never sit near her, talk to her, or anything else.
Well, not for me. Thanks.
Do you know, apparently the £5 note that I gave Denise last week, not legal tender. They couldn't take it at the
Oh, it was an old one, was it?
Must have been. I wasn't aware that it was.
Yeah, that's that. It did. I know it stopped.
Yeah, a fortnight ago apparently.
Yeah.
But she took it into the building society, and they said, "Oh well, they can't take it, but the banks
will
take it." So she took it across to the bank, and the bank said, "Oh yes, if you bring one in 50 years hence," she said, "you get, you know," she told Denise, "you get your £5 for it."
Yes, the fact that they've stopped to be legal tender doesn't mean... That poker steak is ante, A-N-T-E.
Is it?
Mm.
Like an anti-best or something.
What?
Mm. Anti-post-betting, that's something. No?
Well, that's not, that's anti, A-N-T-I, that means
something. It's anti, A-N-T-E, anti-post-betting. On a race.
Before the race?
Well, I don't know when it's for, but it is for. Yeah. When, and that's what it's called. You get a list, and it is sort of...
It's like antenatal, before.
No, it's not. Oh, could be antenatal, yes.
Before the birth,
but
before,
it's not
the, before the race.
You thought that was ANTI or something, or you thought the other thing was ANTI. But it isn't. Well, we are cross purposes. You don't know what you're talking about to me, and I don't know what I'm talking about to you, so.
That was the lot of biscuits that were in that kind of packet. Yes, that's because there are all these ones there as well. Yes. Gosh, you're that early today, dear.
Quite a steady sort of drizzle, isn't it?
Still, I think that's the best for the garden.
Oh, that's it, right.
The garden being too dry. I don't mean just our garden, all the gardens. As they were saying the other day, that you really could do with something.
Very short of water. That lawn looks hideous mess. I'm beginning to wonder whether it would be dug up and be sown.
Well, we wait and see now if the rain does anything to it.
How it comes, yeah.
You see, it's all dirty because
there's so much moss on it, you see it.
And then you had to scrabble it away, didn't you?
How the cricket finishes. whether South Africa beat them.
Okay.
I don't know, I wonder how it finished.
Group Everett Arden is selling its cement business to a buyout consortium backed by the investment company 3i. The price is £25 million. The sale is part of Everett Arden's programme of cutting debt by
with...
Well, I wish it was fancy.
The devil incarnate.
Well, the devil, but he's only your conscience. See, the devil, I mean, you kind of personify him, and you give him an existence, and you give you red eyes. But really all you're doing is having the kind of thought that you have when you identified what you want to put to it, only you were bad enough. And so the devil is in a way...
Yeah, they're beaten Australia. South African captain was thrilled with the way his men overcame the odds to beat Australia. Wessels, named man of the match, after leading his side home with an unbeaten 81, said it means a lot to me to win here against this team. Australia made a good start and we were a bit behind the eight ball after... Alan Board admitted his men had it all to do after his men crashed to South Africa. The Australian captain went for a duck as the defending champion slumped, said, "We are going to have to do it the hard way now. We just didn't play very well. We didn't get it together against New Zealand in the first match, and today we were never in the picture. Our bowlers never really had a chance defending a total of 170, but full credit to South Africa, they are a very competitive side." South Africa made a stunning with a nine wicket triumph.
This whatever he's called, Kepler Wessels.
Yeah.
Apparently he played for Australia and has only sort of fairly recently gone back home to South Africa.
Where they got that?
Gracious me. Look at that, 171 for one. Off 46 overs. Cool. That. Oh dear. Fancy if Australia don't even get into the semi finals.
They're the favourites, apparently. They have it now.
That's right, they are. Well, and England with England next, but even so, you see, that's incredible.
Imagine when England come against South Africa. We hope they don't learn to get.
Same thing happened to us tomorrow or tonight because we play West Indies tonight. Still, at least we've won one game. What? I think perhaps I'll just have a little bit of water. I'm very thirsty.
So am I. I'll have an orange and lemonade. That's right. That's what I have. Well, you mustn't forget to have a wee before you go out.
That's right.
Those were the... Oh, yes, you've got one of those. to ship out this. Gale.
Oh, they are, yes, for tomorrow or tonight.
Yeah.
But, Oh no, it's just coming up to one, isn't it? Dear? Cranks at Dartington.
I was talking about that, isn't
it? Yes, that's what I called you in for.
Right,
Cranks at Dartington is going to, they're going to keep it open while they try and find a buyer for it. The Cranks, who have got six other outlets, have gone into, what is it called, administrative liquidation.
Oh, yes.
Apparently they've expanded vastly into the wholesale business. And so...
I was saying to Jean this morning, I said, funny enough, we went out to Dartington yesterday and we sort of... looking at the restaurant there, Cranks. And I said to her, you know, about this bowl of soup and then the...
Bear.
You're talking about the prices of, you know, lunch.
Yeah.
And that was just a bowl of soup and a roll.
Yeah.